RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Routines can be powerful tools in our lives. Establishing a routine helps our behaviors become habits, which in turn creates new pathways in our brains. Once we've created these new pathways in our brains, our habits and associated actions become second nature. While routines can be detrimental for people creating addictive habits and pathways, we can also harness the power of routines to help create healthy pathways, and including regular exercise, physical activity, and no one knows this best but my guest, Chris Mogadam, who has helped thousands of clients change their lives by creating fitness routines and habits. He's here to help us understand how we can create positive routines and rewire our brains to create healthier lives. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today, and what an important discussion about routines
to
have. Yeah.
Thanks again for having me.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. And I just, you know, I love talking to somebody that that obviously helps so many people shift and change their lives for the better. And I just feel like the power of routine is not talked about enough. And I know that in the world I work in, the recovery and health and wellness world, that, you know, to have a routine and really why a positive routine and things that serve you is so important is because it adds to your self-esteem, to the value that you, how you value yourself and how you value yourself to others. So can you talk a little bit about the way that you view routines and your own personal
life? Absolutely. And I'll definitely touch on how I feel in my opinion. I think it's also a good point to bring up that Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, also talks about the power of routines and just simple things like what you wear every day. Mm-hmm. You wear the same thing every day to save brain capacity, which can mm-hmm. be a big thing for even health and fitness. So for me, my whole lifestyle is all about routines. I personally live on a routine for my nutrition as well. So it's very big for me, and I obviously teach all my clients this. It's very important, and like you said, it can also be very detrimental to you if you don't organize yourself and structure your life in you know the proper way.
Right.
One thing that I talk about with my clients with their nutrition, because nutrition is, you know, it's 70% of being healthy, you know, mm-hmm. aesthetically, how you look. Mm-hmm. And people have a really hard time with how they eat. I've simplified it, and I've helped people. Now, I have an 80-20 rule, right? So 80% of the time, I try to live my life very structured, and I, you know, eat clean, and I work out, you know, and whatnot, and I live a very, you know, fitness forward, healthy life. Mm-hmm. But you got to enjoy your life. You have to enjoy it. We're here to live and enjoy our mm-hmm. lives. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, the weekends are the times to really for me to maximize on my social life and have fun and whatnot. So I don't want to be thinking about what I'm eating and what I'm doing on the weekends. That's hurting me and hurting my health and things like that. So what I do is probably done this for probably about 12 years now, and I eat very clean Monday through Friday mm-hmm. at about lunch. I have about two lunches a day. I eat about four or five times a day just to keep my metabolism moving really quickly. So my second lunch is really my last healthy meal of the day, and I start my 20% of just kind of eating how I want Friday dinner till about Sunday lunch, Sunday dinner. Mm-hmm. And that's how I live for my nutrition. I'm in pretty phenomenal shape myself, and so it works for me. That may not work for everybody, but it works for me, and it works for most people with my body type and my life, similar mm-hmm. lifestyles as mine. So mm-hmm. I like to help people figure out, you know, what's going on in their lives in terms of sleep, work, mm-hmm. exercise, mm-hmm. all of the factors that are important. You know, and eating and sleeping are probably the biggest. And then from there, we kind of assess what we can do to find the proper balance, because that's really the word that we're all looking for here is balance. And once we can figure out a balance, then people really start to see results. Now, you did mention the power of routines, and I think routines couldn't be any more powerful if you use them properly. You know, it takes 20, most people know that it takes 21 days to form a habit.
Or 30.
And if you can get yourself working out, you know, 21 days you know, maybe not every day because your body does need some rest, but if you can go for about 21 days straight, 20 to 25 days, you've created a habit in your lifestyle. And things like that more or less become like brushing your teeth.
Right.
And so for me, sometimes I don't even remember when I worked out. Like it could be like 3 or 4 o'clock. I'd be like, how many workouts did I do today? When did I work out? Because they just come along with me living my life. It's like brushing my teeth or eating breakfast.
Right.
Something that I have to do to feel good.
Yeah.
So for me, that's what I preach to my clients. And I tell them that it's in your best interest to make this a part of your lifestyle or you're going to struggle with it for the rest of your life. And that's why F45 is so amazing, because it gives everybody so many options, several classes in the morning, the midday, the evening. They can come at any time. It works for almost anybody's schedule. And that's another reason why the clients are seeing so many results.
Right. And I appreciate you sharing that is something that is really one of the highlights of your training when it comes to helping people get their lives back on track, is the power of routine and creating the healthy habits. And so we are talking about the center, or the facility that you just opened up called F45, which stands for Functional 45-Minute Workouts, right? It's a training facility just opened in Santa Monica, California, but there is other training facilities in Sydney, Australia, and where else, all over the country, you said, or in other...
We are from Canada to the UK to the Philippines to Hong Kong. I think we're opening in Shanghai at some point soon, from the East Coast to the West Coast. The Venice location will be opening on Saturday. And then I noticed that Culver City and Playa Vista should be opening soon as well.
Right.
So they're really, because of this system is so superior to all the other systems out there, and it's helping people change their lives, really. The mantra is team training, life changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it couldn't be more true. You're in a team environment, training with everybody, and your life is literally changing. You've made new friends. You feel better on a regular basis. You're seeing great results. So it's really a lifestyle change is what it is.
And this is what I want to also express to people. Like, there's people all over the country listening. So there's people that are listening to us that aren't California. They don't have access to this facility in particular. But what you're saying, so I want people to get something out of what we're talking about today, is that team environment, the highlight of what you see has been successful at F45 is the team environment and the accountability that creates. So somebody that is, let's say, in the Midwest right now listening to us, is that a recommendation or a tip for them? In beginning to actually, you know, motivate them?
100%. And that's why this structure has worked. There is structures like this all over the United States. You have studios like Orange Theory, Barry's Bootcamp. Those are a little bit different. They're more about cardio. But there's also like boot camps and things all across the country where people are like a team and they want to show up for their team. And that's what it is. Absolutely. It's all about accountability. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm so happy to hear you say that, because I know that there's people out there that maybe don't have access or live somewhere rural and don't really, you know, I mean, I know that there's always some kind of gym somewhere. So, I mean, like you said, even just have a workout partner, have someone that, you know, holds you accountable, that you meet in the morning. You know, I think that is also just a good way to get that habit and routine.
100%. Find a friend, find a buddy, find a family member, anybody that wants to jump into it with you.
Yeah. That's so great. Okay, well, thank you. And so I just want to give the website out. It's F45training.com, right?
Yeah, F45training.com. My location is F45training.com/Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. And we're doing great things up here. You really check us out.
I know. Oh, absolutely. I want everybody that's listening that lives in the Los Angeles area to go in and check it out and really see the uniqueness of these classes. It sounds like between the music and the trainers and the people.
And just so everybody knows, Erica, we are all across the country now. We're in Ohio, we're in Detroit, we're in Michigan. We're in Michigan. But we're
everywhere. Thank you, Chris.
So.
Thank you so much for all this information. I'm just so happy to have you with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio. Yeah, you're listening to Rewired Radio and Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us today, and stay well.